You will take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In just a moment, we'll begin reading in verse 20 and read down, or verse 12 rather, and read down through verse 20. As we celebrate the Lord's resurrection today, we look at a passage of Scripture and not really going to give you any kind of context for it. Other than to say, in this particular passage in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul is talking to early Christians about the resurrection and the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the implications of the resurrection. There was some theological debate going on in the church at Corinth. They didn't doubt whether Jesus had risen from the dead, but they doubted if they were going to rise from the dead, talking about Christians. And they really didn't understand the full implications of what it means when we say that he has risen, that Jesus has risen from the grave. And so in this particular passage, Paul is kind of hitting home his point. And as he's doing that, as he's addressing the resurrection, he gives us six things, six tragic things that would be true if Jesus had not risen from the dead. The implications of whether or not Jesus has risen from the dead are extremely important. So let's read this together. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll begin reading in verse 12. Now if Christ is preached that he has been risen from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified that God has raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. What difference would it have made if Easter never happened? What if there were no Easter? What if Jesus Christ had not risen from the dead? What difference would it have made if Jesus is still in the grave? What difference in the world would that have made? In this passage, the Apostle Paul lists six things that would be true if Jesus has not risen from the dead. The first one is this: if Jesus had not risen from the dead, then preaching would be pointless. Verse 14, if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty. If there is no Easter, if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then you and I are wasting our time being here this morning. I am wasting my time preaching, and you are wasting your time listening. We might as well be home, on the lake, at the mall, wherever you would want to be. You see, the Christian faith is built on the truth concerning Jesus Christ. That's the foundation of our faith. He is the cornerstone. It's built on the truth of his divine and human nature. It's built on the truth of his virgin birth, his miraculous birth, of his perfect life, of his sacrificial death, and of his victorious resurrection. If any one of those elements about Jesus Christ is not true, then Christianity falls apart. If Jesus Christ did not physically rise from the dead, then Christianity is a false religion. Because you see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the heart of our faith. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the life of our faith. Without the resurrection, Christianity would be a good moral code, a good code of ethics. But if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then Christianity has no more power to save anyone than any other religion in the world. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then the Christian life and the Christian faith is full of empty promises, and it is powerless to save anyone. And I am wasting my time when I'm preaching, and you are wasting your time when you're listening. In the first four verses of 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul began this chapter by defining the gospel. And here's what he said. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you. Do you remember, he said, when I came to you and I preached the gospel which I received, the gospel which you believed, the gospel in which you now stand, by which you are saved. If you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain, you are saved. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And to prove that He died, He was buried. But then He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, there is no gospel. There is no good news. There is no Christianity. There is no hope in this world. And so if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then preaching is pointless. Second of all, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then faith in Jesus is foolish. Verses 14 and 17, Paul said, "And if Christ is not risen, your faith is also empty." If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we Christians have foolishly put our faith in a dead man. And we are indeed the fools that many in the world think we are. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we believe in a dead man. We pray to a dead man. We have committed our lives to a dead man. This morning we have gathered to worship a dead man. A dead man who can do nothing for any of us if Jesus didn't rise from the dead. You see, faith is only as good as the object in which you are putting your faith in, or in the person that you are putting your faith in. If Jesus Christ did not save Himself from the power of sin, if He couldn't save Himself from the power of our sin that He was dying for, if He couldn't save Himself from death, if He couldn't save Himself from the grave, how do we expect Him to save any of us from the power of sin and death and the grave? If death could defeat Jesus, then what hope do we have? If the grave could hold Jesus, then what hope do we have? If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then we might as well put our faith in Abraham Lincoln to save us, or George Washington, or Albert Einstein, or any other dead person, be it famous or not famous. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then our faith in Him is foolish, it is useless, and it is futile. You see, the difference between Christianity and the religions of the world, and there's always a debate, is Christianity the only way? Is it the true way? Is it the way from God? Is it the way from heaven? Or is Christianity just one way among many ways? Well, let me tell you the difference between Christianity and the religions of this world. All of the religions of this world were founded by men who lived, who died, and who stayed dead. Men who were conquered by death. Men who were conquered by the grave. But Christianity is founded by one who lived, who died, and rose again. never to die again. You see, there is a difference between Christianity and all of the religions of the world. The Christian faith is built on the foundation of a mighty Savior who lived a perfect life, who died a sacrificial death, and who rose again over death and rose from the dead in victory. And that life-changing, that soul-saving victory that Jesus won when He arose from the dead, He shares with everyone who puts their faith in Him. He conquered sin. He conquered the grave. He arose in victory. And now He will share that victory. There is victory in Jesus. He shares that victory with every person who puts their faith and trust in Him. No, my friend, your faith in Jesus Christ this morning is not foolish. Your faith in Jesus Christ is a saving faith that saves you now and will save you for eternity. Thirdly, Paul said that if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then the disciples of Jesus were all deceivers. Verse 15, yes, Paul said, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not raise. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then Christianity is the biggest con job, the biggest scam, and the biggest ripoff in the history of the world. Have you ever been ripped off? Here lately, I don't know if Brother Chris has been targeted by people who want to rip me off, but I've been getting all kinds of emails and phone calls, and my little radar goes on, and I know that something's going on and somebody's trying to rip me off. Did you know that I'm a millionaire? I got an email 2 weeks ago which said that my $2 million prize is ready for me to claim. Yeah, sure. People are trying to rip us off all the time. Did you know if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then Christianity is a ripoff. It's a con job. It is the biggest scam in the history of the world. Paul said if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we, he's talking about himself and the other witnesses of the other disciples, the apostles, the witnesses of Christ. He said if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we are false witnesses. Now, a false witness is not somebody who's mistaken about something. A false witness is not somebody who is deceived and has been deceived. A false witness is someone who is deliberately lying. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then Peter lied. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, John lied. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, Matthew lied. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, Mary Magdalene lied. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then all of the disciples of Jesus lied. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then the promise that Jesus made, that He would rise from the dead, that was a lie. The gospel's account of His resurrection is a lie. The New Testament's teaching concerning His resurrection is all a lie. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then Paul lied when he said he saw Jesus on the road to Damascus. John lied when he said he saw Jesus on the Isle of Patmos. And he lied when he said that Jesus spoke to him. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then Christianity is nothing but a bunch of lies, built by a bunch of liars. And all those who believe in Christianity have been deceived and are foolish. But Paul certainly asserts, and the Bible with certainty asserts, that Jesus Christ arose from the dead. Now, how do we know that what the disciples said about Jesus, about His resurrection, is true? Well, a person may live for a lie, but very few people will die for what they know is a lie. Did you know that almost every one of the disciples of Jesus, including Peter, including Paul, suffered, bled, and died to the end, holding on to their faith, holding on to their witness, holding on to their testimony, holding on to their proclamation that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead and that He is the living Savior and He is the living Lord of all. No, He's risen. In fact, I know personally that Jesus Christ is alive. I know it beyond the shadow of a doubt. I know it for one reason why, because this morning He and I had a good conversation. I talked with Him. I shared with Him. I reached out to Him. I asked Him to bless me. I asked Him to help me. I told Him how much I loved Him, how much I was so grateful that He was faithful when I'm always, many times, so unfaithful. I walked with Him this morning. I talked with Him this morning, and He spoke to me. He spoke to me through His Word. He spoke to me through His Spirit. He gave me a hug from heaven. Have you ever had a hug from heaven? When life is so hard, things are so difficult, and you're struggling, and you don't know which way to turn, and you just need strength, and you need help. Have you ever cried out to God, and have you ever experienced, in response to that call, just a heavenly hug from heaven, a sense of encouragement, a sense of peace, a sense of acceptance in spite of who you are and what you've done? He's alive. He's alive. Did you know that if Jesus Christ were not alive, this church would not exist? If Jesus Christ was not living, Whitewater Baptist Church would not exist. You would not be here this morning. Did you know if Jesus Christ had not risen from the dead, no church would exist? There would be no Easter. There would be no Christianity. It would have long been discarded. The fact that Jesus Christ is living is given testimony by the fact that we're here today. Because Christianity is built on the foundation of a living Lord, not a dead man. And because He lives, we're here today, worshiping Him, honoring Him, glorifying Him. Because He lives, His church is in the world, and it's making a difference, and it's serving Him and proclaiming His truth. Paul continued, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, then our sins are unpaid for. 1 Corinthians 15:17. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then that means that God did not accept His death on the cross as payment for our sin. You see, there is a connection between what happened on Friday, Good Friday, and what happens on Easter. What happened on Friday is that Christ went to the cross to die for our sins. What happened on Sunday, on Easter, was God's proclamation to the world that what Jesus did on Friday had been accepted by Him as payment for our sins. If God had not accepted Jesus' payment, His death on the cross, then He would not have risen from the dead. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then His death on the cross has no value for us. It has no meaning for us. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have no hope of heaven. The fact that Jesus died for you means nothing if He didn't rise from the dead. But Jesus did rise from the dead. Romans 4:25, Jesus was delivered for our offenses. He was carried to the cross. He died on the cross for our sins, for our offenses. But the verse continues, and He was raised for our justification. He died for us. How do we know that? Because he arose from the dead. How do we know that Jesus died for our sins? How do we know that he paid the penalty for our sins? Because on the third day he arose. And that was God's affirmation. That was God's proclamation. That was God's announcement to the world that he had died for us and it had been accepted. His blood has been accepted as payment for our sins. Now, when a person puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, what does that mean? When you surrender your life to his lordship, when you receive into your heart what he has done on the cross for you, that means that God takes what he did on the cross and he applies it to your life, and your sin penalty, your sin debt is paid, past, present, and future, finally, fully, and forever. Songwriter J. Wilburn Chapman put it like this: living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. And oh yeah, one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Paul also said that if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then death remains unconquered. 1 Corinthians 15:18, then also those who have fallen asleep. Now, that's not like you falling asleep in church. That's a metaphor for death. Those who have, Christians who have died in Christ have perished. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then your mother, your father, your child, your loved ones, your fellow Christians who have died, they are not in heaven like you think they are. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, they're not in heaven. They've perished. Their bodies have perished in the grave. Their souls have perished in hell. They are lost and separated from God forever. And if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, the very same thing is going to happen to you and I. You see, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, there is no one in heaven. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, there is no heaven. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, sin remains unpaid for and death remains unconquered. But thank God and glory hallelujah that Jesus Christ arose from the dead. And because he did, sin has been paid for and death, think of the power of death. Think of the tyranny of death. Death, that great enemy of us all. If Jesus rose from the dead, that means death has been conquered. Hallelujah. And that victory that he won when he arose from the dead is the victory that he shares with all of those who believe in him. One day your body may be put in a grave, but that's only temporary. That's only for the moment. Your soul will be in heaven. Your body may be in the grave, but guess what? There's going to come a day when there will be a shout. There will be a trumpet sound. And every body of every believer that's ever been put in the ground will be called forth, changed, glorified, and rejoined with that soul which has been with Jesus in heaven since death. Death has been conquered by Jesus Christ because he came out of the grave. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Death has been conquered. Because Jesus arose from the dead, our loved ones in the Lord have not perished. They are in heaven. Because Jesus is risen from the dead, my dear precious mama, who I miss every Easter, my mama's in heaven. Because Jesus rose from the dead, my good old daddy, my World War II veteran daddy, who loved me and cared for me, who taught me the faith and taught me about life. My dead is in heaven. My spiritual father, that man who led me to the Lord, who got down on his knees right beside me at an altar in a church and led me to Christ, he's in heaven. I have many loved ones in heaven. Heaven is possible. Heaven is available. Heaven belongs to those who trust in Christ. And heaven is possible because he arose from the dead. Because Jesus arose from the dead, one day we're going to be reunited with our believing loved ones in the Lord. I can tell you this today. I was reading a while back about great speeches. And there was a collection made, an anthology made, of all the great speeches that have ever been delivered in human history. And it was interesting to see what was said and what was considered great. But I want to tell you this morning. The greatest words that were ever spoken on planet Earth were spoken on that first Easter morning when those angelic visitors looked at those women who came to the tomb and they declared to them, "He is not here. He is risen." Hallelujah. That's the greatest words ever spoken on planet Earth. And finally, Paul said, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, then the future for all of us is frightful. Verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then those who have put their faith and trust in him, those who have committed their life to him, are without a doubt the most pitiful and pitiable people who have ever lived. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then life beyond this world is not what we think it is. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, our future is not fabulous. It is not wonderful. The future for every Christian and the future for every person is fearful. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, there is no heaven. There is no hope. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. But the Bible gives us this assurance in 1 Corinthians 15, 20. Paul said, after all of those things, after all of these things would be true if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then he said, and I can just see him now, he's dictating this letter to a secretary, to an amanuensis. He's a preacher. He can't sit still and write. He's up and back and forth. He's walking back and forth. And he finally gets to this point, and I can just see him as he turns to the one to whom he is dictating this letter to, and he rises on his tiptoes, and here's what he says. But now Christ is risen from the dead. He's alive. And because he is, preaching is profitable. Our faith is true. The word of the disciples is dependable. Because he's risen, sin is paid for. Death is defeated. And the future of those who believe in him is fabulous. Because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, he's taken the sting out of sin. He has taken the gloom out of the grave. He has taken dread out of death. And he has given us a hope in the future that is steadfast and sure. We come today to celebrate a risen Savior who makes our life worth living. Years ago, I heard a fable about a spider who saw a massive lion go into a cave. Now, the spider was just a little tiny thing in comparison to the lion. And the spider was envious of this great lion, the king of the jungle. So the lion hatched a plan. There's this lion in the cave. And the spider said this, "I'm going to spin a web all over the entrance to this cave. I'm going to go back and forth, up and down, all around the entrance to this cave. I'm going to enclose this lion in this cave, and he won't be able to get out. I will have victory over this lion, and I will be the new king. And so that spider, as the lion was taking his nap in the cave, he went up and down, all around, back and forth, and he just put an impressive web all over the entrance to that cave. He was proud of himself. He says, now, I've won the victory. Now, I'm the king of the jungle. Pretty soon, the old lion woke, shook off the dust from his mane, gave a good yawn, stretched himself, let a roar echo through the valley. And you know what he did? He walked right out of that cave, and he never knew the spider's web was even there. When Jesus Christ was buried, Satan said, "We've got him. We've got him. He's in the tomb now. We're going to put a stone in front of that tomb. He'll never get out." Sin said, "He's been conquered." Death said, "He's ours." They all, in an evil chorus, said, "He has been conquered, and we have won. Humanity is ours." As they wove that web of unbelief and evil and hatred across the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ. But on that first Easter morning, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he awoke from the dead. He took off those grave clothes. And you know what he did? He woke out of that tomb as if that stone was not even there. And he's a living Lord, and he's a living Savior. And thank God he is. Now today, what are you supposed to do with a message like this? Well, you can appreciate the truth of it. Maybe you can appreciate the deliverance of it. Maybe you can appreciate what has been presented. But just appreciating a message would do nothing for you in this life or in eternity. Today, here's what I want you to do. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, if you've never received Him, if you've never believed that He died on the cross for you, if you have never believed that He arose from the dead, if you've never committed your life to Him, and if you've never prayed to Him, "Oh God, save me from my sin for which You have died. I believe You are the risen Lord and Savior. And tonight I turn my, today I turn my myself, my back, and all that I am away from my sinful life. And I turn to You, and I ask You to please save me and to come into my life. I surrender my life to You. And I receive You today as my Savior and Lord. All to Jesus I surrender." I want to encourage you to do that today, because He's a living Lord who hears the prayer of the lost. He responds to those who call upon Him. And the Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've never trusted in Christ, do so today. Do so this moment.